Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbry. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Baker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bell trying to get to third. Blair throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Bell for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Bob Reynolds now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball four. Chambliss moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres bunts towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbry. Broemer reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Broemer scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field. Torres picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Torres. Williams moves to third. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Blair moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Grich moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grich scores. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Ellis moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Ellis scores. Spikes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spikes scores. Hendrick moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Don Hood now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brohmer strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Blair steals second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. he's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Torres moves to second. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Williams moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-4, Orioles. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Baker moves to third. It's 8-4, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ellis for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Blair moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-4 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ron Lolick pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.